This is an all-time record.
Should we chat about it?
Michael, did you bring your dice? Did you forget them?
I did not bring dice.
Wow.
You should have seen him unloading his car and loading up my car. I thought he had the contents of his entire apartment there.
Jimmy has returned. Different.
Wow, by Beck.
But somehow the same. Jimmy, are those blue blockers?
No.
Yeah, they are.
Did you move to the woods?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I bought the land and I built a cabin.
Why don't you tell me about it?
I don't know. I just didn't want to bother you.
Give us a tour. That looks like a really cool place.
But we had a plan.
I guess
that's cool. Yeah, I'll show you.
But are you in an Airbnb or what?
No, I'm house sitting. This is the backyard. That's National Forest.
Your house sitting there?
There's a hot tub room in here.
Have a place like that. Guys, Juliet is sobbing and she wants me.
This is
so
the
I
stove.
Hope you're happy.
The kitchen.
I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy.
This is the other room.
Dang.
Sweet simulation, Mike.
You better come look at this, Matthew.
Wait, Bobby, have you seen this?
Oh, look at all the instruments.
Oh, those crystals? Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty, they're like really loud.
You know how much those things cost?
A lot.
Yeah.
Wait, what things?
What costs a lot?
Those are crystal singing bowls.
Why?
Oh,
my yoga studio used to rent.
I think they were just dog water dishes.
Good thing you're not sitting in that house.
Can't hear that.
I can't do it.
Give us a sound bath.
Also, that crate amp is like $2,500.
$2,500?
What is?
I don't know.
The crate amp.
The crate amp.
All right. Are you guys ready to hop to it?
Hop to what?
Now that we've bathed in the sounds.
Does it linger forever? The sound?
Yeah. Eternal.
Eternal.
What is it?
Those crystal singing bowls aren't that expensive at all.
They're like hundreds of dollars.
I see it online. I see a set online for $60.
It's probably not crystal.
Then. It's probably made in China.
Yeah.
And it's plastic.
Okay, so last time you guys successfully beat up the Aviolus pirates and took them to task, and then you carried them into town on their own vehicles, I might add. And then you threw them promptly in jail. So, point of order, everyone is going to get some experience points for that success. But I haven't figured it out yet. So I'll figure it out later.
Maximize it.
you guys arrived in town. You noticed right away that the tavern was missing. I think you talked to at least one person, although I didn't review the tapes, so I don't remember exactly what you said. And then you made your way down to jail, where you encountered several people. You encountered there was three cells. Two of them were occupied and one was empty. There was a Malik person in one of the cells, and then like a really weird looking person with a pale face that was kind of tall and lanky, perhaps not human. And then there was Rolf and Joy Dogs SIL and Copa were the officers in the jail. And they got all the Aviolus pirates dumped into cell 3, and then Rolf and Joy Dog, I think, went down to Holiday Inn to get a drink, and then you noticed I forget what he was doing. I think he was winking at you. I don't remember. And then
oh, yeah.
Olga sent using message. I forget what you said to him, but it was like, what's up or something. And then he said, if you help
me. Why are you winking at me?
Yeah. And then he said, if you help me get out of here. What did he say? Help me get out of here and I'll tell you about something.
Tell us why the buildings are disappearing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you for the reminder.
And no recollection of this.
You're welcome.
So I think you guys are just still. I think you guys walked out of the jail and just like stood outside, and I think that's where we stopped.
Mm.
Then we immediately all went to sleep like this.
Yeah.
Jimmy first.
Jimmy went to sleep before anyone else did.
So. Yes.
Jimmy, your hand is raised. Would you like to say something?
Huh. What?
I see that your hand is raised. Do you have a question?
I didn't raise it at all.
Huh. Interesting.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
So this is up to you guys, whatever you guys want to do. No.
So we need to figure out how to get that guy out.
Yeah, we got to figure out what he wants.
He wants us to get him out.
But what, yeah, but like, does he actually have information for us, do you think?
Probably.
Juju is still screaming.
Let's figure out why he's in there first. Perhaps.
Go ahead, Olga.
Well,
right? Was he winking at you or Helena?
Yeah, but we're already outside, and he's not the person I was thinking of asking. I was thinking of, like, could we ask, like, the sheriff?
Sheriff.
Just, like, curious why that guy's in jail.
Sheriff went down to Holiday Inn to get a drink.
All right, let's go. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Holiday Inn.
The spooky Howliday Inn.
Oh.
Ooh.
Guys, I might need to go see what's wrong with Juju.
Oh.
He's still sobbing.
It's hard to be a Juju.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You very just hard. Went by Dobby.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, do you guys. So in order to get to the Holiday Inn, here, let me send you the map of the town again.
Okay.
Here it is in the chat. So in order to get to the Holiday Inn, you have to go back up to the center of town.
Wait, which chat did you send it in?
The DND chat. Here, I'll put it in the Zoom chat too.
Jail.
How do you like... On a Mac keyboard, if you want to just like make all of your windows get small and then like select the other one, how do you do that?
You hit the button on the top that's three squares.
It's control up arrow.
It depends on what your settings are set to.
It is control up. Thank you.
Well, don't you have the button?
It also have a button.
I don't see a button with three. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Wait, no, that's not it. Wait. It's yeah, there
four,
it is. All right, got it.
From the left.
I'm waiting.
Thanks, guys. All right. I can now easily go between the map and the Zoom.
All right. So you have to head back up into town. Also, I forgot to mention, just as a recap, everyone's setting up for Manifestation Day, which is the celebration in Pustinia.
So when is that?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, I'm nervous. What's going to happen?
Do we have to go to Manifestation Day?
Yes!
You at this moment have no obligation to attend Manifestation Day.
We are going. I already bought an outfit.
Okay, wait a minute. What is Manifestation Day?
Manifestation Day is the solstice celebration. It's basic. People exchange gifts and they're going to do dances and yada, yada, yada. There's colors, you know, the whole thing. And so they're setting up like in the middle of town where the two main streets intersect by the city council chambers, they're setting up like a stage and there's like booths, you know, different booths? Stuff. Just the people from Pustinia are doing this. Random people.
No, you said there was going to be booze there.
There's booths and booze, probably, yes, as well. There'll be.
Why is Michael doing what I do?
Yeah, why are you in the dark, Michael?
Don't do what I do.
It's dark here. What can I say?
So, as you guys are heading up the main drag there, you get to the main intersection. It's basically what you saw before. When you came down, which was just moments ago, you now see there's like a caravan looking, like a buggy with a long trailer that's like getting ready with some horses to head north. And then if you continue to the east, which is, I think you guys have not been down this road yet so far. So you're going to turn right on the corner of the Payday Loans.
Payday Loans.
Right, and head towards the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn. Do you remember that book? Do you remember that book?
Yes.
Okay, well, I just bought the Bunny Bunicula book for Aurora.
Oh, yeah. Bunicula.
I don't remember that.
I do. So the food store and the dance hall, there's a big like dance thing that's going to happen at the hall, it looks like. You guys keep walking. As you recall, the magic store that you went in before where you saw the bunny is gone. So you walk by it. And then you get all the way to the far east side of town. There's a lot of houses over in this part. And you have to curve around, and then there's the big Holiday in there. And so it's much bigger than the tavern is. It's like a bigger, older place. And you see like there's like a woman like out front actually like cleaning up stuff around in the bushes. Mm-hmm. And she looks at you as you approach.
Hello, ma'am.
Oh, hey. Hi. What can I do you for?
We're looking for the sheriff.
Oh, they might be in the
sheriff's office.
What do you call it? The mess hall or whatever. What do you call it?
They're in the bar.
Yeah, they're in the bar.
The mess hall.
If you guys need anything, just let me know. I run this place. My name's Dovia Conversation.
Oh, wow.
And also, be careful. I just had to fight off a Quasit, which...
A what?
You guys know about a... have you guys ever encountered a Quasit before?
Quasit? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I've never seen one in Pustinia. Only my travels overseas, but... I saw one just moments ago, and I dispatched it accordingly.
How did you dispatch it, precisely?
Can you describe what that is, please?
I happen to be handy with a crossbow. A Quasit is kind of like a bat-like monster.
What can it do to you?
Let me see if I can find a picture. Well, I can. They're like monsters.
Gary!
Where is Michael?
Yeah, Michael, right what here. Is that? What is that room that you're in?
Here's a quasi-seat.
Where is Jimmy?
Guys, it doesn't matter where they are.
Okay, what's right a quasi-seat?
I just sent a link so you can see the picture. I guess it's kind of like a lizard bat combo.
Ew.
Like a little gremlin.
Looks wait a minute, she just told us that she what to watch out for them?
She yeah.
She killed one.
She just fought a quasi.
They look like bad guys.
Yeah, they're monsters. Monsters!
They look pretty formidable.
Why isn't the variant familiar rules included in this card?
Great anyway. Question. A really good question.
Why isn't the what?
I don't know.
So she directs you to the bar, which is just inside and to the left.
Thanks.
No problem. I should say, Dovia Conversation is a halfling, and she has an oval-shaped head, and she's wearing a hood, and she has long braided purple hair, and she has a choker on, and a cerulean armband that looks like a guilds person's band.
Sounds like a badass.
Like a, they're like unioneers.
What?
Okay. All right, guys, we're gonna play it cool, okay? Follow my lead.
All right.
You're on.
Where's Jenkins?
Don't
right
know.
Here.
He's eating.
All right,
Michael,
so
you better not be doing dishes or I'm going to be...
I'm turning on the heat.
Ooh.
Have the heat on before?
Okay, what's your lead there, Olga?
All right, we're just going to get a drink at the bar and pretend like we just ran into him and we didn't come here specifically to find him.
Okay, so you... as you enter... the main sort of main area, it's like hustling and bustling. There's like tons of people. And if you walk into the bar, it's actually crowded and you see, you don't really recognize anybody there. You do see Rolf and Joy Dog Sessiel at the bar. You also see Cookie, our friend from Bort's Caravan behind the
works everywhere
cooking area.
Okay, is there any seats like near our targets?
What are
our targets precisely?
there's a free table, but it's not close to the bar. It's over around the side next to a window.
What about standing room?
You can stand up there, yeah.
It's not COVID there.
There's no COVID rules, yeah.
No. No COVID
the
rules.
People in D&D like, fantasy universe. Standing? What? Sorry, what?
Are other people standing like at the bar?
Yeah, there's a handful of other people. I could so... just. Yeah, let's see who's there. Hold on. Okay. Let's see. There's a woman. There is, there's like a couple of tieflings and, you see actually a few, Malak people.
What are Malak people?
There's a, they're humans with, they have this like very you're kind of familiar with it now, because you've encountered Darlene Muscles and you've also seen this person in the jail. So basically dressed the same way, has the same ornamentation. They wear leathers and they have like very, this very specific outfit that they're all wearing.
spooky.
So it's kind of like a subculture thing.
Yeah, they're the people that live in the Oasis.
All right, so let's go casually stand by
the sheriff. I mean, we were going to ask him a question, right? Just like why that guy is in jail.
We're going to ask it casually and play it cool, but yes.
Well, as you pop up to the bar, Joy Dog SSL says, "Oh, hey, what's going on?"
Oh, fancy seeing y'all here.
We are not.
We pretend like we don't know him.
Listen, I owe you guys a whole... He says, I owe you guys a round of drinks just because you guys catching those pirates was like a huge weight off my back.
Great.
Pour it on.
What?
Shush.
Tell Joy Dog to shush. Keep it on the DL, yo.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Not on DL?
I don't know. You said to be cool.
I said be cool about the information we're trying to extract.
Yeah, but we gotta like keep our profile low, you know?
Everybody knows that we killed the pirates.
All right, never mind then.
So let's have a drink and be cool.
So
and say, your jail was full up.
I would like a gin and tonic.
No gin here, like just
Ron Swanson, please.
Oh, we do have Ron Swanson's.
Perfect.
So, actually, do you guys roll the 100 die?
The 100
die?
Yeah. Wait, hold on 1 second.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar.
One that goes over, like this guy here, goes over.
Where the heck is that?
One.
No, this one only goes.
Nope. Is it this one?
I don't have a one. Oh, wait, yes, I do.
No, this
I'm just using the website thing. Wait, is it supposed to go all the way up to 100?
It go. Yeah, it's like.
I got a 29.
This goes up to 90, but.
That's not possible.
So wait a minute, this says 80 70 80 90 00. Is yeah, 100.
I got a 54.
You guys,
not possible.
I got a 20.
I got a 90.
I've got a blueberry for a daughter.
wait hold on. Sorry, okay, wait. Power say your, say what you rolled again.
50.
99.
20.
Wait, not at the same time. Frida got 20.
20.
Olga?
90.
Jenkins?
54.
What?
There is no 54.
Well, that's what it said.
Well, yeah, maybe when you're doing it on the computer. Yeah, it has all the numbers in between.
So it sounds like there's some logic that needs to be fixed on that little.
Yep.
Thing. Get in there.
Well, round to 50.
Give him a 50. Right.
50.
What's hell?
I have a 29.
Okay.
Give her a 30. Give her a 30.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
With sour cream.
Look at this fire I'm building.
I'm jealous. I wish we could have.
Sorry, I'm never going to find that in a reasonable amount of time. But.
Just round it.
No, it's. I have this, like, list of beers that is for D&D. But. Let's just say that your guys' drinks are the relative strength out of 100 being the most strong and zero being not very strong. So Olga's feeling great.
Wait, did
yes?
What's your question?
Oh, and oh, Cookie, okay. Cookie sees you guys and he's like, oh, hey, how are you guys doing? I managed to survive the tavern getting vanished.
Oh, wow.
But Burger was not so lucky.
How did you survive?
I was out getting supplies and I came back and the tavern was gone.
Oh.
I want to get out of this town as soon as you guys take off.
Okay, well, we aren't ready, so just sit tight there, bucko.
Yeah, just don't leave me here.
Wait. Okay.
Who's Cookie?
Cookie came with them when they entered Pustinia the first time.
Okay.
Anyways...
What's next?
The two tieflings, with all this conversation and this big crowd, get angry and wander off. And so all that's left is the bar is the two sheriffs, y'all, and this one woman who seems to be crying into her beer.
So we were just chatting with, or we were just... We weren't chatting. We were just staring at your prisoners and just wondering who those people were.
That is a really casual way to ask the question.
How's the guy in South Block 5A?
Joe Dog says, he says, we caught that, the one Malik fella there. He was trying to break into the city council chambers and we caught him. So I don't know what he was doing, to be honest with you.
Why do you think he was breaking in?
Is he going to have a trial?
He won't tell us. I'm actually waiting to speak to Mosh, who's kind of in charge of the people. I probably just turn him over to him, honestly.
So did he, Mosh, have anyone that was like he called after he was arrested or anything like that?
Well, we're, you know, this just happened the other day, so
he hasn't gotten his phone call yet.
We don't have phones around here.
We have due process here in this land.
Has he been read his rights?
I know that Mash is coming into town with some business with Minister Poem, so she should be here either today or tomorrow.
And she's in charge of him?
Old Minister Poem.
Okay.
When he comes into the town, can you send him to us straight away?
No.
Straight away.
Wait, you want to talk to Mash? Or do you want to...
Want to talk to the guy.
We don't need to talk to anyone.
Who do you want to talk to?
Yeah, Olga.
No one. May I please have a sidebar with my friend Helahana?
Shut up. We need a sidebar.
We all want to know why Olga got all kinds of pictures from Aurora and we didn't.
Olga got pictures from Aurora?
Olga did? That's interesting. I didn't know Aurora. I knew how to send things into a game.
Anyways, we're having a sidebar really quick.
Did Zilmop get anything?
Zilmop didn't get a drink, first of all.
No, everyone got drinks.
Zilmop didn't say what his strong strength number was.
Is Zilmop even playing?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Zilmop got 50. Zilmop and Jenkins got the same drink, almost suspiciously.
Oh, it's drugged.
I ordered it first.
He it's didn't.
Drugged.
It was a Ron Swanson, right?
No, it was a Dr. Richard Kimball.
Oh.
What if we
just told the sheriff the plan? This is in my sidebar. What if we just told him like what the prisoner said and be like, don't you want to stop this nonsense? Like maybe we just do it like as like we're undercover.
But we're that's a good plan. I like that idea.
I say yes.
Because I don't know, you know.
So, wait a minute. Are you just having a sidebar with Helahanna, or do we all get to vote?
Everybody's in the sidebar.
Not much Let's of a sidebar.
Not much of a
Well, I just thought of, like, what if we just told them what's up? Thoughts?
Sure. Yeah, I think that sounds fine.
What Why do we not? Have to lose?
All right. Here I go.
Wait.
Sidebar's over.
What if they don't like it?
Just do it anyway. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. We're done with sidebar now.
So go ahead.
All right, Star, your prisoner told me in confidence that if I let him go from the jail, that he would tell us why the buildings are disappearing.
Is that so? Wait, which one? Which prisoner?
The middle one.
The Malik guy?
Don't remember.
Did somebody really say that?
Yes.
Bombs.
That happened last time. wanted to float that idea your way and get your thoughts.
Okay, enough of the corporate mumbo jumbo.
I mean, it seems like he's just trying to get out of being in trouble. Although that is
intriguing.
The whole reason why we brought you here is to try to figure out why everything's disappearing. So what did you have in mind? How can we make it look like he's escaping, and then how can we get him back in the cell and not have him not escape?
We just need to have some of your guys and some of our guys lying in wait.
I don't like this plan. We don't even know if this guy's guilty or innocent.
Well, he's guilty of trying to break into a building, but I don't know. I mean, how long's the prison sentence for breaking in?
Well,
yeah, what's the sentence?
What's the, like, justice system here?
Joydog, he said, he told you guys that he was probably going to just turn him over to MASH.
I don't know what MASH is.
MASH is the Malik leader.
So that's fine, right? Is that not good?
That means he doesn't want to deal with it.
Means he goes free.
But, like, MASH is probably just going to be like, hi, honey.
So what?
Do we care?
Yeah, which is fine. I don't care.
Let the Malik people do their thing.
I mean,
you're so crying.
Juju.
Don't cry, Juju.
Is Josh with her?
Yeah, but she just wants to lay with mommy.
Well, she's got to learn.
It's time to learn!
Yeah.
She's fine when I'm not home. It's just that she knows I'm home.
Can you just pretend you're not home anymore?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing. But
just
she's still crying.
Drink Potion of Invisibility. For D&D.
Yeah.
She smells.
So did you text Josh and say, should I come up?
No, I said, have her come down and say hi to everyone, but he didn't do that.
Right. Okay.
I can't figure out why.
Let her stay up an extra hour.
So Joy Dog says, okay, so what did you guys have in mind? What's the plan exactly?
Kind of wanted to work with you on that.
Well, do you guys have any good spells or anything that we could cast an illusion to make it look like he's out of the cell when he's not, or something like that? Or maybe a big net we could put him in, or I don't know. Something. You guys got any ideas?
I'm going to set him free.
I
don't like that idea.
What if we just, like, so how does the jail cell work? Is it like,
it's like just a locking iron?
I think we're gonna have to do this with just like brute force.
Brute
There's
force,
no really
huh?
great way to trick him, as far as I know, unless y'all have some spells.
I don't think I have any spells.
I have an invisibility potion, and I can just, like, follow him sneakily.
And then you're going to fight him on your own?
I don't know.
She's just going to see what he's up to.
Yeah. I like that idea. Let's see what he's up to.
Okay.
Then we can catch him red-handed with whatever he's going to do. Okay. All right. So let's do the plan. All right. So you guys are going to head back to the jail.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're going to pretend like you're not in on it.
Well, yeah. So they got to... He says... He's like, Roth, we're gonna need your guns here. And Roth's like, I'm comfortable here at the bar. How about you go take care of this nonsense? So he's like, thanks for your help, Roth. And so it's just the party and Joy Dog. So he's like, so I think Copa's still in there, the deputy Copa. So I gotta go tell him real quick what's going on. Do you guys have, maybe I could just write down on a piece of paper or something. So, he pops into the jail, he tells Copa, and then he comes out and he's like, but wait, how are we going to break him out? To make it look like you're actually letting him out.
Just give me the key, and I'll say that I stole it.
But Copa's in there, so...
There's two of them.
Wait.
What? I'll just pretend that the sheriff wants to talk to him. You could just pretend that you want to talk to him.
No, because then he doesn't know that he doesn't think he's getting out.
Yeah, because if the sheriff goes in there and lets him out, obviously you guys are...
All right, I'll just be like, hey, yo, dude, what's his name?
Hey, who has, like, a good spell?
Joy Dog? Who are you talking about?
How about a
guy? Sleep?
Can we put the other guy to sleep?
The winky guy.
Merolic dude.
You don't know his name yet.
I'll be like, yo, dude, the sheriff wants to talk to you. Wink, wink.
No. He needs to think he's getting out of jail.
Yeah, but like that's just the story that we'll tell for the other guy to think that he's not allowed to come out.
What?
And then once we're out of earshot of the other guy, we'll be like, actually, that was a lie. We're setting you free.
I don't think that's the concern.
Wait a minute. I have a sleep spell. Can I put the other guy to sleep?
Are we worried about the other guy?
Yes, Catherine.
Okay, you have two problems. One, making it look like you're getting him. Well, I mean, I guess it's one problem. You have to make it look like you're breaking him out of jail convincingly. So far, there's like a deputy that's always in there watching the cells. There's other people in the cells.
All right, we can put the
but the other people are separated, right?
Put deputy to sleep with sleep spell.
Why don't we just get him out of jail for real?
Why don't I just use my fire spell and burn down the whole place?
Wait, the sleep spell. The other prisoners are separated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we only have to worry about the deputy.
And the guy that's in the cell with him.
No, there's nobody in the cell with him. He's alone in the cell.
Correct. There's three cells.
So creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose are affected according to their whatever, hit points or whatever. So I can put everybody to sleep.
Whatever.
Well, Joy Dog says, okay, put all the other prisoners to sleep. And then we'll just tell Copa to pretend like he's falling asleep.
Okay. How are we going to tell him that?
Without other people hearing.
I mean, I can just go in there and write, because I'll just go over to his desk and write it on a piece of paper. No problem. So
yeah, he's not going to believe us. Somebody else needs to.
Okay, so he does that. He goes in. Hold on. What's your sleep spell?
I
have sleep. We all have a sleep spell, actually.
Really?
Oh. I don't.
90 feet.
I have it.
Duration is 1 minute. I'm reading it. I don't know what the strength is. Is there a strength to it?
All I can do is cure wounds and a hunter's mark.
Sleep.
This is the total of how many hit points of the creatures this spell can affect.
Right.
Okay. So you have to... You guys might need to both cast sleep, because there's a bunch of people in there.
That's fine.
So what's a 5d8? That's the total number of... What's a 5d8?
That's a lot, actually. But, so, yeah, you would roll a d8 five times. But let's...
Let's just assume that we get them all. Do you want to do this? My first roll was a 10.
Wait, we're doing
it hold
now?
On. Stop rolling yet. <It's> just...
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so if that's what you want to do, you want to go in there and cast sleep on all the people that are there. There's like the Alveolus Prior. It's all the six people that you fought earlier.
Okay.
All those orcs. And this mysterious person who you've not really don't know who they are.
Did we know about this mysterious person?
Yep.
Yes, mommy.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, but if you want to go in there and try it, go ahead.
Okay.
So, wait, is there anybody that's going to back us up if this man turns on us and tries to hurt us?
Well, isn't the point, aren't you going to let him go and then
follow him?
Helahana's going to drink the potion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's the plan.
But first he has to tell us what's happening to the buildings. So if he doesn't tell us, then we're going to have to like rethink our plan.
So is Helahana going to take the potion now before you initiate the plan?
How long,
I don't know. How long does it take to take effect?
And how long does it last?
I think it's immediate. It probably lasts an hour. Let's see.
1 hour.
Potion.
That's it.
Potion of invisibility. Yeah, 1 hour.
Okay.
This is a good plan. I think you guys have a good plan.
I'm scared.
Me too.
And you got enough muscle here in Zilmop to take care of any physical encounter.
Should we ask?
I'll protect Jenkins.
Should we ask for the info while he's still like in the cell and be like, we'll open the door?
Yes.
Like, we're just going to get the key off of, like, its hook while the guy's asleep.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, tell us the info and we'll let you out.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that?
All right. Catherine, what are you eating?
Instead of, like, after we let him out. And then if he, like, pushes back, we can...
Leave him there?
We can just let him out. But...
All right. Okay. You gonna do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, who goes...
My invisibility potion with the...
Ron Swanson that I'm still finishing.
But yeah, Heather, don't come into this part.
There's no drug mixing warning on the side of the bottle, so you're okay.
Ron, wait. Helahana is not entering during this part of the play. Wait,
yeah, I'm just trying to finish my drink here.
Wait, you're doing part of the sleep spell,
or is no? I don't have a sleep spell.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So the five of you are walking in.
Yeah, Helahana is going to stand outside and then, like, drink the potion, like, 5 minutes after we go in or something.
Okay.
Wait, is it immediate? I forget.
Yeah, it's immediate.
Oh. Well, then just hide and lie and wait and then drink it when you see him leave. And then go. Follow him. Swiftly.
Got it?
Hello?
Got it.
All right, so now you guys pile into the jail. And what do you do?
I think we have to roll our dice, don't we?
You're going
to
cast the spell right away?
No, I thought you were going to...
Oh, hand him the note, or somebody hands him the note.
Wait, everyone's still awake, including Copa. Who's just sitting at his desk.
Wait, does he know the plan yet? Did they give him the note?
Yeah, we told him the plan to fake fall asleep when you guys cast the spell.
All right, let's cast the spell.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. You know what? I'm not... See, because you guys are both casting it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm not going to make you roll the dice. So, I'm going to... So... Because that's going to be more than sufficient. So I'll take... However, this does take a spell slot for both of you.
Okay, so what do we have to do?
I'll adjust right now. So... Oh, wait, you don't have any spell slots left? Did you... Oh, because you cast Magic Missile?
Wait, but I thought our spells reset every time.
No, because you're not... We haven't done a long rest yet.
Catherine, you ruined it by using your magic missile.
I reset mine.
So do I have sleep spell slots? I guess.
I took one off. You had one. Sorry, what?
I have one left.
You have one? Okay.
Looks like I have two. No, I don't know what. I don't know how to read this.
I took it off of your sheet already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you have 0 of 2 spell slots left. Okay. So, all right. So everyone in the Alveolus pirate jail cell falls asleep. And then this other weird looking guy falls asleep. And Copa sees this and he falls asleep on his desk. And so it's just you and, this guy. And so he stands up and he says, I see you've taken my offer seriously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sir.
Spooky.
So tell us. Where are the bottles?
I've got the key in my hand like this.
You gonna let me out of here?
Go ahead and tell us the info.
No, I need to get out of here first.
But how do we know that you're going to tell us?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, right.
Is it going to be sufficient information?
I mean, I'll let you be the judge of that. Okay. I can tell you the truth.
I need some form of... Oh, wait.
Okay, all right.
Helahana says something to herself.
Helahana mumbles silently in the corner. From outside, because she's outside, actually.
Yep. Not even there.
All right. I'm opening the thing.
Oh, no.
Make that noise that, like, gates make. That's like...
You know the stock sound?
Like the Castlevania gate sound.
Yes. 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 Oh my gosh. Have you guys noticed that too?
Yeah. It's like the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah. It's insane. It's.
Not it.
Wait, I thought I was the only person that noticed that.
No. There's also the Doom, the brown guys dying. That sound is common.
Yeah, that's true.
What guys dying?
The like brown monster people.
They're like Wookiees.
Guys.
There's like these monsters in the game Doom that are big giant like bears. And when you kill them, they make a sound, and then that sound has been reused
hundreds, thousands. Things.
What is the sound? Make it.
Hold on.
Okay, Catherine, let him out.
Are you let him out. I opened the gate. I said, woo-hoo!
All right, so he looks at you and he's like, "Let's get out of here." And he like heads for the door.
Okay.
Okay. So
you guys are going with them, right?
Sure.
To get the info?
Yeah.
You want to go talk somewhere or what?
Let's get out of here first.
Talk outside the door.
Getting a little nervous here.
One thing I learned from self-defense classes is never to let them take you to a different location. So we're going to talk right outside.
Fine. Have it your way. All right, so you guys step outside, and he turns around and he looks at you and he's like, "I have a word of advice for all of you.
Uh-oh.
Get out of Pustinia while you still can."
Why?
And with that, he disappears.
I take the person and I run after him.
I knew it.
Zulmop just can't handle it.
Hey, but didn't I run after him?
You ran after, well, your invisible self. Did you eat the potion?
I just did. I took the potion when I came into sight.
Yeah, so you're disappeared and he has disappeared, and that's all I can tell you.
I knew you shouldn't have let him out.
Oh, why did we do this?
Okay, so is something happening to the town that he told us to get out of there?
I guess that's for us to find out, Molly.
The sheriff on his walkie-talkie.
Technically, it is useful advice.
All right, guys, let's get out of town. You heard the man.
All right, let's let our homies know what happened.
So, Kofa pops out, and he's like, where is he?
He just fucking disappeared.
He just what?
What?
Catherine, watch your language.
Run.
He's like, Copa gets mad and goes back inside.
All right, guys, let's get out of here.
Wait, can somebody let the other guy know? Like Colin?
What's the other
Joy Dog Sessiel was hiding around the corner with Elhana, and he wanders up and he's like, "I saw that.
That was crazy, right?"
He's like, "This was not a good plan, you guys. Now I've lost a prisoner."
Well, it was a good plan.
And we don't know why the buildings are disappearing still.
Man. Why did we let Bobby lead us astray?
Somebody told us. I think this is a good plan, guys.
Okay, so I just have to say one thing. When we're all done, Michael, you have to give your father a tour of this place. It's really cool. Okay. So I'll call you back down. Thank you. Ooh, good dinner. Okay. Continue.
So...
Lemon slice. No, but I'd like some more
caminera
if there is some.
So Joy Dog is looking real upset. He's a golden retriever, and he turned into a golden retriever and starts like running around again.
Oh,
me too.
He manages to find a tennis ball somehow.
And he's like, "Ah!"
Wait a minute, Joy Dog?
Yeah, he turns into a golden retriever when he gets excited.
Catherine.
Like Heidi used to do.
Is he like this?
Anyways.
Okay.
How is it?
Delicious. Thank you.
Yeah. What is it?
Don't tell her.
Can I do this? Salmon?
That looks good.
This is like kale with scallops and, not scallops, shallots and onions and tomatoes.
Scallops, shallots, what's the difference?
Wine. And,
that looks good.
It is. We eat well during the shutdown. Okay, so what's next?
Well, it's up to you guys. You guys now have an invisible Helihana and no prisoner. And an upset Joy Dog Sessile.
Oh, I can't believe I used my invisibility potion on this.
If he's turned into a dog, can he sniff where they went?
He's too excited. Can't be reached.
Can we have Francesca do it?
If you ask Francesca if she can somehow see where the... the guy went, she's like, I don't know. It looks like he actually left. It was some kind of magic and like maybe left the plane.
Left the plane?
Yeah.
D&D
has planes. Ethereal plane, physical plane.
I don't like that.
There it is, the real world.
Use real words, please.
This is the D&D world.
So the engine's not going to burn up and fall down on neighborhoods and
never mind. Not that kind of plane, Mom.
Got it.
Well,
what's next?
So you guys are standing around out front of the jail.
Can we take naps now?
Let's go back to the bar.
You can. You can get a room at the Holiday Inn and do a long rest.
Can I drink alcohol while I'm invisible?
Yeah. You just have to have someone order it for you, probably.
But wait a minute.
All right, let's
running after the other guy.
I don't know what to do.
Should we? Okay, guys, wait. Should we go to City Hall because that's where he was originally caught?
Sure.
But he's invisible now, just like me.
You know, in case there's any mischief. City Council, I mean.
Wait a minute. He just told us that we should get out of town while we can.
We're not getting out of town. That's okay. Cowardly.
So we're planning on going back to Holiday Inn and have a drink and getting a rest. But in the meantime, you want to go stop at the...
Let's just go... I mean, whatever. Someone else plan.
Yeah, Zoma or Jenkins. What do you say? You guys have been very quiet.
I feel like Jenkins needs to decide the next move.
Let's let the ring bearer decide.
I agree with generally what has been said.
No, stop it.
Let's just forget the whole thing. We could go back and let out another prisoner.
Michael.
Come on, Michael.
Play the game.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Mike.
What am I, some kind of...
So there's a lot of things that you guys haven't checked out in the town. There's right, also a lot of people walking around that you could talk to. What's that?
The check cashing place?
Yeah, let's go to Payday Loans.
24/7 checks cashed.
See if anyone's been in there that looks suspicious.
Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
I agree. Seems a little racist.
Where are we going?
Say anything about race.
So you're going to go to the Payday Loans. So you have to walk up the main drag, which is, so it's actually right in the center of town.
Right.
Okay. So it's a super small place, you know, it's got the classic, what it looks like magical plate glass covering the register with just a tiny hole to speak through. And
you have to slide your cash like under the little hole.
Yeah. The person, standing, there's nobody in there. There's people in the main square, but there's nobody in the Payday Loans. So the person, standing behind the register is a tiefling, like a giant male tiefling. And he says, "Hello, how can I help you?" What's a tiefling?
Fun answers, punk.
A tiefling is a type, it's like you have elves, dwarves, humans, tieflings.
Can you describe what a tiefling looks like?
They have like big ears and tails and stuff. They're like devils.
How do you spell it?
Here. It's a T-I-E.
It's a sexy woman.
What? Mom?
Well, that's what a...
But do you see the way people look at you, devil's child?
What?
Right. That's what it says.
So, the tiefling says, "How can I help y'all?"
Nothing.
Do you see the way people look at you, devil child?
He says, "No, that's not very nice."
I'm still visible.
It's a male tiefling?
Yeah.
Nothing?
What? You guys just... We
I'm
don't really...
Invisible. What am I supposed to do?
We don't really have, shelves to browse around here. Can I get you guys a loan?
Yeah, I'd like a loan.
Says the invisible person.
You seen anything weird around here lately?
He says, not really. I suppose the building's disappearing. That's pretty weird. Okay, yeah. That's weird. That's like, I don't know why that's happening, but that's not a normal.
Or you don't know why?
What's that?
Are you sure that you don't know why?
I'm sure that I don't know why. I'm pretty worried that my place is going to be next.
With you, unless you help us.
Are you guys trying to figure that out?
Yep, sure are.
Well, have you? There's a guy who's been looking into it in town. His name is Crocodile
Dundee.
Hold on. What's his name?
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, Crocodile. He's just an old guy, but he's been... Apparently, he thinks something to do with the specific locations of the places that have disappeared.
So, what does he think about the location where your place is, the Payday Loans? Does he think it's going to disappear?
He thinks that all of the places that have disappeared are all that's going to be, because he thinks it's part of this spell or something. But honestly, I don't know the details. But you could probably find him if you went out to one of the sites where the buildings have disappeared. I think the most recent one to go was the tavern.
No. Yep. Okay. You want to go to the tavern?
It's gone.
Yeah, that's awesome. What he said. The site where one of the
buildings. You want to go to the site?
The go to where the tavern was. That's what I'm saying.
Let's go there.
All right. Sure.
Let me look at my map. It's up north.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you walk up there to the tavern and you see this guy digging around in the it's just dirt really, and yeah, he's got long white beard. He's like an older guy.
So. Did the Tiefling tell us his name?
Crocodile.
Crocodile. So. Hey, Crocodile. What's up?
Yeah.
Howdy.
Yo, Crocodile. What the crocodile?
He's like, you guys. He's like. He's like, this is not good. This is not good at all. I think we should all leave. We should get out of here. The Aphotic Blessing is going to they're trying to commit the Aphotic Blessing.
There's Oscar.
Little kitty.
We can see Oscar.
Oh.
How do you get him to stand on your back like that?
He does it all the time now. He like the other day he well, he doesn't want to stay right now. He jumped up on my back. He just does it when he sees us as like we're like objects where he can get higher up to. So if he like wants to get on a shelf,
that's like, what your purpose is in life.
Yeah.
Okay, so where were we with this guy? Crocodile
Dundee? He was scaring us.
He's like, come over, come have a look. Look at this.
It's, okay.
And he points around to the ground. He's like, do you see that that thin layer of powder there?
Yeah.
If you guys look, there is like there you see you didn't notice it before, but now that he's pointing it out to you, there's like this very thin layer of what looks like to be like dust in a like a large pattern. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, that's the snake. Do you see it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm invisible.
He's like,
has my invisibility worn off yet?
Not yet. You're still invisible.
Okay. But you can see.
No, I can't. Can't see.
When you turn like invisible, it's just everything goes black. It's just
like when you put on the ring, and it's like just it's like eye.
Okay,
everything
so we don't. What are we looking at?
He's showing you this pattern of this dust on the ground. He's saying that's the snake. He's like, this is part of the spell, the Aphotic Blessing. Have you guys ever heard about that?
Nope.
I
think it's the Aphotic Blessing. I don't really know this type of magic, but the Maleks have been trying to do it for years, and you have to do it on Manifestation Day, and you have to do these sacrifices in this certain order, and I think that's what they've been doing. I think they're using some type of magic to make sacrifices to call the snake.
I'm scared.
What kind of sacrifices?
Well, I assume something because like they're removing entire buildings and people. But honestly, I think I'm gonna go out to the Oasis with to see what they're up to because this is something that the Maleks have been trying to do for years.
Why?
What's that?
Why?
Because they worship this snake. They've been worshiped like that's their whole religion. It's focused around this giant snake made out of honey.
Oh, throw stuff at it. Nice.
What's that?
Let's throw stuff at it.
At the snake? or at the guy. Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Oh. I agree.
That sounds nice.
He's like, I'll tell you what, that snake, I want to be nowhere near this valley when that snake comes.
Wait, why?
Because they can control it if they call it.
Maybe we should have got out of town when that guy told us to.
We still can.
We're at the edge of town.
Oh. Let's keep our heads down and move forward.
Guys, one day your kids are going to ask you, where were you when the big snake came? And you're going to be able to
tell them because they'll be dead.
That you did nothing and you ran away.
You will be dead.
Come on.
Come on.
The game will win.
he's like, yes, I have to stop them. I think I'm going to go. Should I go to the desert or should I go tell the minister?
Who's the minister?
Minister Poem.
Oh, duh.
Oh, the prime minister.
Wait, we don't like him.
Minister Poem? Does he pwn people?
You guys remember who Minister Poem is, correct?
He's the one that was corrupt, right? Didn't we find out she was corrupt?
So when you, Minister Poem is ostensibly the person that hired you to come here.
Didn't she send that lady to go hurt all the elves?
That's, yes, that does seem to be the case.
Hmm.
Maybe she wants this.
I'm scared.
Okay.
So the guy's like, I'm going to go tell Minister Poem right now. So he like runs away from you down the street, headed towards the center of town.
Wait.
Okay.
Why are you running away?
Why are you running?
Why are you running again?
Why are you running?
So now what, guys? Why are you running?
So, why isn't she answering?
What? this guy, Crocodile, has run off. You guys are now standing in a dirt lot alone by yourselves. with an invisible Helihana.
When is my invisibility running?
Never.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Guys, this is getting ridiculous.
Why are you running? Anyways, all right. Well, should we run after
it? Jimmy?
What?
Stop!
Help us!
Just do something.
Someone else make a decision for what?
Jimmy,
what?
Save us!
No.
Yeah, I think Frida needs to make the decision this time.
Why? Where's Zilmot and Jenkins when you need them? They're just kind of sleeping. I don't care. Let's run out of town. I mean, there's nothing left in town that can help us solve this mystery, right? Unless you want to go back to the holiday and have a few more drinks and a good night's sleep.
Wait, why don't we go to the Guitar Center and see if there's anything there?
Wait, okay, no.
No, it's the House of Guitars.
It's a guitar.
We don't know until we try.
You guys want to go to the Guitar Center?
Maybe I'll just run in my invisible snake and go see.
I personally don't really want to go there, but sure.
Can we please go to the House of Guitars instead?
Someone else to make the decision.
There's such better prices.
Well, you shut your
here. They don't have a House of Guitars.
Yeah, Pustinia doesn't have it.
All right, let's check out Guitar Center, see what's up.
No, we'll just go to the House of Guitars instead.
I don't have it.
Okay, can I just do it real quick?
Yeah, so, okay, you guys want to head to the Guitar Center?
Yes.
Okay, so you head down there. You don't see any sign of Crocodile as you pass through the center of town. You assume that he went into the city council chambers. Let me see. Okay, so yeah. If you pop into the Guitar Center, you see a male human sitting around noodling on a guitar. A lute. And there's a bunch of stuff in there. Here, I will paste the instrument list in the chat.
They have double bass pedals because I need one of those.
No. They do have some stuff, though.
What's this?
Do they have a mini timpani? Because that'd be kind of cool.
Do they have any of those crystal things?
Zamkrona.
Unknown instrument.
Do they have one of those original ovations that look at the list Nancy Hart played on? Nancy Wilson played on from Hart?
No.
It's a harp of Pades.
So wait a minute. You didn't say, you said he was playing on something that isn't here.
A lute. Not for sale.
Oh, I was going to say. They're not listed. What
about an ocarina?
There's the
here to buy
cetacean stuff. Song or whatever. An ocarina.
Yeah, can I have that?
Can we stay focused?
So the guy says, hey, you want to check out the ocarina? That's a nice one. Bro?
Yeah, I want that.
He keeps saying bro all the time.
Is that left over from when you were working?
And he's got a name tag on and it says Crom.
All right, Crom. Yo, what up, Crom?
What's up? You like? So you are you an ocarinist?
I am.
Awesome. We don't see a lot of ocarinists in these parts, but this is a pretty cool one.
Get it? You don't see a lot of ocarinists.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh.
Did her invisibility wear off?
No. No. But actually, I'm just going to say yes at this point because it doesn't make sense. All right, so he basically reads you the description. It says, an ocarina, seemingly crafted from snowflake obsidian that produces some decently low notes and is somewhat shaped like an aquatic animal.
Oh, yes, I'll have that.
So that's 10 GP.
All right. I don't know how much money I have, but I'm just going to cough it right up.
You have 35.
Okay.
All right. It's yours. He hands you the ocarina. He's like, right, can I get you an insurance policy on that?
No.
Can I get insurance?
It's only 5 GP.
No, leave me alone. Never. That's how
it's
they
only
get 5 you.
5 GP. Come on.
What is the content of the policy?
We'll replace it in full, no questions asked. But you have to produce the broken instrument. No stealing.
No, you know what? No. I don't want any of that. Now leave me alone.
Why did you even buy this? This is so stupid.
Maybe if you start playing it.
All right.
That's what I do when I get stressed.
I'm subtracting 25 from your sheet, and I'm adding the thing.
You said it was 10.
Yeah, you sorry, know. I'm subtracting 10. Subtracting 10. Excuse me.
Tax.
There's no tax in this place.
Sales tax.
All right, everyone. I think this is a good stopping point.
Zilva.
Wait.
Wait, I haven't even got to play my ocarina yet.
Okay, play it. How are you going to play it?
Wait. Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
You suck at the Macarena.
Don't say that.
Cosa buena. As you sing that, the Crom gets really excited and starts to jam along on his lute, and he's like headbanging, and he's like,
"Don't you worry about my boyfriend."
Wait, is he headbanging to the Macarena?
Yeah.
Do you understand my confusion here?
He
you
loves
guys hear
it.
My ocarina playing.
She can't get it to work.
Why is it? It's not really working. Honey. Okay, anyways.
Okay. Are you going to play this thing right on the spot there, Elhana, or what?
Wait, can you guys not hear?
No.
All right, let me just do it on my phone. Hold on a second. I was listening to all of my ocarina songs. Macarena, Macarena, ocarina.
Don't show her my mom by fan.
You're just listening to Catherine sing.
So the Karam looks at the rest of you and he's like, does anyone, you guys want to, anyone else want something?
Hold on, wait, I'm playing my ocarina songs.
Can't really hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Wait, where's the mic on this thing?
Oh, now we can.
Again, Crom headbangs mercilessly.
Like the Scarecrow. Remember that guy?
Remember that guy?
Yes.
Yes. Arlo.
Okay, we can't hear this, Heather.
Yes, Helena. I can't hear anything.
Crom is headbanging, though.
Stupid.
Oh, look at that dog.
He's
what
like,
kind of dog is it?
Border Collie.
What?
Border Collie.
Border Collie? How many are there?
Two.
Mm. He looks old.
Arlo is not that old.
Wait, his name is Arlo?
Nolan.
Aw.
Aw, look at him.
So.
On his nose.
He says, have you guys ever checked out this harmonica? And I got this first mate's harmonica, and he's like showing it to you. And he says, when you play it on land, it can summon a fresh breeze of salt and seaweed, putting everyone in a melancholic mood, missing the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a little bit of it. And just as soon as he starts playing it, you guys start to like smell the sea, and you start to want to go to the sea.
Okay.
The sea.
He's like, this is only 50 GP. Who wants it?
We don't even have that much money.
Yeah, nobody has that much money.
We can.
Well, payday loans is right across the street.
We can pool our money, yo.
What if we trade?
What do you got to trade?
Why are we even here?
Why are we buying things?
Because I want to play the Ocarina of Time.
I'm not giving anybody my money for a silly little instrument.
Ooh. Crom is really hurt by that. He says,
sorry, Crom.
He's like, you don't understand what these instruments are capable of. You can...
Why?
Literally in D&D... there is a mechanism called multiclassing, and you can inspire people in battle and give them advantage on attack rolls and things.
You don't need that.
All right. Suit yourself.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I feel like we need that.
I think we need that. I'm
taking out a loan.
I have 25. Who else is going to throw in?
I've got 25.
Going to spend every last penny she has.
No, I know. I'll give five. How much is this thing? 50?
The harmonica?
How about if we buy it right now, pay cash, 40.
Can I return the ocarina?
Wait. He's like, no, man, come on.
Your building's going to be huge.
He's like, bro, that's not cool.
What's not cool?
You don't want to return that. That's like your ocarina. That's your prized instrument.
No one could even hear it when I was playing.
He's like, that's not true. I was jamming along with you.
That is true.
She's right. Bum instrument. It's a bum instrument.
It's a bum instrument.
We want our money back. And we'll buy the harmonica.
That's a good joke.
All right, everyone. I think we made a lot of progress tonight.
Wait. Fill mop.
We should do this in the mornings.
What time do you get up in the morning, Jimmy?
I don't know. 7, 6.
Why are you so tired?
Jimmy.
I'm almost 40.
Oh, tell me about it.
Also almost 40.
Right. Who's that? Oh my god.
There's somebody in the room there.
It's a mysterious person.
Heather? Who is that?
Is that little
Juju?
Who's the Juju
body voice that lives in my basement?
Who's that little baby Juju?
She went to sleep finally. Even though I was crying along with her.
Oh, sounds like somebody couldn't let Juju go to sleep without her.
Okay, do you want to pause here and we can reschedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, I want Michael to take Bob through a tour.
Well, hold on. Okay. When do we want to do it again?
Never!
Michael, that's not funny.
Tomorrow? Oh. Next week?
next week is fine.
Wait, it's already March next week? Holy crap.
Yeah.
Time to pay rent. Time to pay board. Time to pay rent and board.
Next Wednesday?
Wait, I don't know about that.
That's, Wednesdays and Thursdays are good for me, but I don't count because I'm retired. And
what about the week after that?
You can't do any time next week, Mike.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, this is a load of garbage.
Come on, Michael, pick a day.
Come on, Michael.
Come on, Michael.
All right,
fine. Michael. Whatever day. I'm completely open.
Oh!
Okay. Not even come back.
What?
You said you're coming back to Boulder on Monday? Or Sunday?
Tuesday.
Why did I click on this article?
Pick a day, you guys. Michael, pick a day.
Said, I don't care.
You can do any day.
How about Thursday?
Okay, deal.
Thursday, March 4th.
Thursday, March 4th. Is that okay?
Wait, when is?
He says he guesses.
Can we do the same time? Which is 8 for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as Juliet doesn't sob the whole time.
She won't.
Just train her. Train her.
You're the mom.
You have a whole week to practice.
It's impossible. Although she is apparently just completely potty trained.
Yay!
One day
good.
She decided she wasn't wearing diapers anymore, and that was that. The other child is still awake, apparently. They're untrainable.
Is she there?
She just came to the top of the stairs and said, Daddy? Hey, Aurora, come say hi to everyone.
Especially Zilmot, who's going to bed.
And then you need to go straight to bed.
Hello.
Hello.
Like that. Just say hi.
Yeah.
Hi.